You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, November 25th. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $13 billion. That's how much Alibaba raised from investors in a secondary offering last week. And tomorrow, those new shares will start trading on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. Alibaba's stock sale was the largest of 2019. The Chinese e-commerce giant has traded on the New York Stock Exchange since 2014. There was strong demand for the offering, which in and of itself is big news. Despite the protests and violence in Hong Kong, worries about slowing Chinese growth, and the ongoing U.S.-China trade war, investors are ready to bet on China's largest internet retailer. The next number up is 29. That's how many of the Dow Jones Industrial Average's 30 stocks have returned more this year than Pfizer. In other words, Pfizer is the worst stock in the Dow. What's wrong with the drug maker? Well, for years, Pfizer made money not just from prescription drugs, but big consumer brands like Listerine mouthwash and Trident gum, as well as over-the-counter products like Rogaine, Zantac, and Rolaids. But Pfizer sold all that, and it also has plans to spin out its division that sells old, off-patent drugs like Viagra. What's left? A drug company that will sink or swim entirely on new drugs it creates or buys. And so far, investors don't seem to have much faith that Pfizer can deliver. The investment risk is huge, a bit like climbing without a rope, but if it works, the payoff could be massive. Our last number is $750 million. That was the size of the Chinese vaping market last year. Vaporized nicotine products have been booming in China. With its huge population and high smoking rates, the potential market is massive. There's a catch, though: the Chinese government. State-owned media has started to incessantly hit out at the dangers of vaping. That's according to the New York Times. And the government will soon require all vaping manufacturers to meet national standards for both manufacturing and ingredients. On top of that come safety tests, dosage and ingredient labels, as well as health warnings. That type of regulation would be another setback for the growing industry. It has already seen demand drop as U.S. states have cut back on flavored vape products. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, November 25th. I'm Ben Walsh, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.